Title: Federal Circuit Reaffirms Its Long-Standing Patent Exhaustion Precedents in Lexmark. 5 Impression Products, Federal CIR February 12, 2016, NBank. Content: Under the doctrine of patent exhaustion, otherwise referred to as the first sale doctrine, the initial authorized sale of a patented item exhausts a patent owner's rights to further control the sale, offer for sale, or use of the item. Bowman v. Monsanto Co., 133 S., CT 1761, 2013. In other words, once a patented article is sold to a buyer in a sale authorized by the patentee, the buyer, or any subsequent purchaser of the article, is free to use or resell the article without restraint from patent law. The doctrine of patent exhaustion thus seeks to prevent patent holders from receiving any overcompensation or potential double recovery, under the assumption that the patent owner has already received a just reward from the initial sale. Procedurally, an accused infringer can raise patent exhaustion as an affirmative defense in a patent infringement action. While the doctrine of patent exhaustion seems relatively straightforward and simple in theory, real-world applications of the doctrine have been anything but straightforward or simple. This is not surprising since economic transactions and license agreements are becoming more complex in today's ever-constantly changing society and ever-increasingly competitive markets. Additionally, there are only a handful of modern Supreme Court and Federal Circuit decisions dealing with patent exhaustion. Further, the available cases often fail to provide sufficient guidance as to the scope and reach of exhaustion as applied to the myriad of factual situations that can arise in modern commercial transactions involving patented products or processes. In an effort to bring much-needed clarity to patent exhaustion issues, the Federal Circuit handed down a 10-2 NBank decision in the closely followed and highly anticipated case Lexmark International Incorporated v. Impression Products Incorporated, numbers 14-1617, -1619, Federal CIR February 12, 2016. Background: Lexmark International Incorporated makes and sells printers and toner cartridges, and also owns a number of patents that cover its toner cartridge technology. Lexmark offers buyers a choice of purchasing a regular cartridge at full price without any restrictions, or purchasing a return program cartridge at a discounted price subject to a single use and no resale restriction. Impression Products Incorporated acquired return program cartridges for sale domestically and abroad, and had an overseas third party physically modify the cartridges to configure them for reuse. The modified cartridges were then imported and resold in the U.S. without Lexmark's authorization. Lexmark sued Impression in the District Court for the Southern District of Ohio for patent infringement, alleging that Impression directly violated Lexmark's single-use and no-resale restriction. Impression responded with a motion to dismiss based on the patent exhaustion defense, arguing that because Lexmark already sold those toner cartridges domestically and abroad, Lexmark was precluded from suing for infringement despite the single-use and no-resale restrictions placed on the return program cartridges. In advancing its defense, Impression argued that two prior Federal Circuit patent exhaustion cases, Mallinckrodt Incorporated v. Medipart, Inc., 976 F.2D 700, Federal CIR 1992, and Jazz Photo Corporation v. International Trade Com. N., 264 F.3D 1094, Federal CIR 2001, were overruled, respectively, by two Supreme Court cases, Quanta Computer Incorporated v. LG Electronics Incorporated, 533 U.S. 617, 2008, and Kurtzing v. John Wiley & Sons Incorporated, 133 S., CT 1351, 2013. The District Court agreed with Impression that Quanta overruled Mallinckrodt and dismissed Lexmark's infringement claim relating to the restricted cartridges sold in the U.S. The District Court, however, disagreed that Kurtzing overruled Jazz Photo and denied Impression's motion to dismiss Lexmark's infringement claim involving the cartridges sold overseas. Both parties then appealed. Domestic sale issue in Mallinckrodt, which involved domestic sales of patented articles, the Federal Circuit held that use restrictions, such as single-use-only conditions, do not exhaust patent rights, U, unless the condition violates some other law or policy. See Malincrot, 976F.2D at 708. As noted above, Impression had argued that Malincrot no longer remains good law because it was implicit.